This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Main opposition CPN-UML demands fair investigation into gold smuggling scam in the meeting of the National Assembly. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma emphasizes government's responsibility in informing citizens about their achievements and initiatives. And Niger soldiers declare coup on national television. Now, the news in detail. The main opposition, CPN-UML, has demanded a fair investigation into gold smuggling into Nepal through Tribhuvan International Airport. Speaking in today's meeting of the National Assembly, UML lawmaker Devendra Dahal demanded the formation of a probe committee comprising representatives of the government and various political parties in this regard. He also demanded a response from Home Minister and Finance Minister in the Parliament relating to the security of the airport and the probity of the Customs Office, while calling for bringing the respective minister and the chief of the airport and Customs Office employees under the scope of the investigations. Shortly after Dahal put forth his views, the UML protested the advancement of the Parliament business by the National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timilsina. Following the protest, Chair Timilsina informed that the schedule for National Assembly members to put their views during the 0 hour had been removed. Bill to amend some Nepal acts related to Civil Code 2080 received from the House of Representatives with a message has been tabled in today's meeting of the National Assembly. National Assembly Secretary Dr. Surendra Arial tabled the bill. The bill was originated and passed in the National Assembly while the House of Representatives passed the bill with amendments on July 16. The bill would be forwarded for authentication once the National Assembly accepts the amendment to the bill. Putting forth his view before tabling the bill, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Dhanaraj Gurung, said it has become inevitable to bring the amended version of some Nepal acts in order to provide justice to usury victims and the ordinance related to the usury terminated. On the occasion, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timilsina drew the attention of the concerned sides to follow the provisions and deadlines as per the Constitution in the process of making laws. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said that it is the responsibility of the government to inform the people about the work done by the government. In the interaction program held at the Prime Minister's office today between the spokespersons and the information officers of the constitutional bodies, federal ministries and central agencies, Minister Sharma said that it would be effective if the spokesperson of the relevant bodies could be present at the press conference to announce the decision of the Council of Ministers. She said that it is also the responsibility of the government to publicize the decisions and actions taken by the government. Minister Sharma said that the work of building a common portal to systematically exchange information between the spokesperson and information officers of all bodies has progressed. In the program, Chief Secretary Dr. Vaikuntha Arial emphasized that the government should not hesitate to disseminate information so that common citizens know about the work done to maintain transparency and trust. Prime Minister's press advisor Govinda Acharya informed that the interactive program was organized to solve the problems seen in making public the good deeds by the government. In the program, former Chief Information Commissioner Krishnahari Baskota trained the spokesperson and information officer on how information can be communicated effectively. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has urged taxpayers to pay tax on their businesses within the determined time. Issuing a notice, the Department of Revenue of the KMC requested to pay tax and get a discount facility. The KMC has offered exemptions in property tax, rental tax and business tax. The notice reads that a 10% exemption has been offered on the tax amount of the current fiscal year if it is paid within January 14, 2024. Mid-Hill Highway has been disrupted at the Nisti Khola Rukumkot section in Baglung due to incessant rains for the past few days. Floods at Dharmasala near the border of Nisi Khola Rural Municipality 4 and 5 at the Khadu Khola of Kalapaira 2 have disrupted the highway since last night. Nishikhola 4 Ward Chair Tikanidhi Paudel said their efforts to restore the highway continued, but it has not been possible yet. Vehicles en route to Kathmandu and Pokhara and other destinations from Rukum East have remained stranded at Kalapaira. Likewise, vehicle bound for Nisi from Burtibang, East Rukum and Rolpa from Bhalkot have been struck at Kanabagar. The monsoon rains have triggered floods and landslides at various locations on the highway. The flood water has severely affected highway sections at Khadu and Kalapaira, leaving rural roads in Nishikhola inoperable. An Indian national charged with involvement in a bank robbery has been arrested. 20-year-old Ajay Kumar Saif of Bihar in India, who was allegedly part of a group on May 30th, looted the NMB bank based in Mohottari Rural Municipality 2 in Mohottari and made away with 1.5 million rupees. Deputy Superintendent of Police Dilip Kumar Giri, the spokesperson for the district police office in Mohottari, confirmed he was apprehended last evening from near the Nepal-India border at Matihani 8. Furthermore, Police Inspector Prakash Malla said police have identified the other accused in the crime and are intensely searching for them. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. King Jong-un showed off North Korea's latest weapons to Russia's defense chief Sergei Shoigu yesterday. Pyongyang invited the Russian delegation led by Mr. Shoigu as well as Chinese officials. They will attend Pyongyang celebrations of the 70th anniversary of the Korean War's armistice, marked typically by massive military parades. The weapons on display included the Hwasong intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea's KCNA said Mr. Kim and Mr. Shoigu discussed matters of mutual concern in the fields of national defense and the international security environment. Both Russia and China are longtime allies of North Korea. Their visit marks the first time Mr. Kim has thrown open the doors of foreign guests since the COVID pandemic. Some analysts say the inclusion of Chinese and Russian envoys in this year's Victory Day parade hints at a possible loosening of COVID restrictions. The reclusive country had sealed its border from all trade and diplomatic ties in early 2020, even when Russia and China, its main economic and political partners. Soldiers in West African country of Niger have announced a coup on national television. They said they had dissolved the constitution, suspended all institutions and closed the nation's borders. Niger President Mohamed Bazoum has been held by troops from the presidential guard since early yesterday. Mr. Bazoum is a key Western ally in the fight against Islamist militancy in the West Africa. Niger is grappling with two Islamist insurgency, one in the southwest which swept in from Mali in 2015 and the other in the southeast involving jihadists based in northeastern Nigeria. Militant groups allied to both Al-Qaeda and Islamic State are active in the country. President Bazoum, who was democratically elected in 2021, is a close ally of France and other Western nations. Niger has experienced four coups since independence from France in 1960, as well as numerous attempted coups. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of the hilly region of the country and in a few places of the rest of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in a few places in the hilly region of the country and in one or two places in the Tarai regions of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi and Lumbini province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29.5 degrees Celsius with 8.9 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Main opposition, CPN-UML demands fair investigation into gold smuggling scam in the meeting of the National Assembly. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, emphasizes government's responsibility in informing citizens about their achievements and initiatives. And Niger soldiers declare coup on national television. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.